had Daniel out here too. You guys kind of doubled there at the beginning, so we'll let him jump in and give his final as well here in a minute. But sounds good for Tuesday night. I'll definitely hang around for the round table, and I'll jump in here tomorrow morning after I get my running done around 9 or 10 and see if you're with the living around 9 o'clock there, Walt, and we'll talk then. Daniel, Walt, it's been a pleasure, man. The QSO has been outstanding, so it was a good time. And we will catch both of you guys later on the day sometime. Daniel, sorry about me and Walt getting a little bit of rambling on there, man, and not letting you in. It's not on purpose, my friend. Go ahead and pick it up there, Daniel. We'll catch both of you guys tomorrow. KCHZYB 73.
The off-road problem there. I like sitting back and listening anyways. I try to learn more than I open my big fat mouth. I've learned over time my mouth has always gotten me in more trouble than keeping it closed, so I try to keep both my ears open more than anything else. So sitting back and listening has never bothered me one little bit, so don't even feel bad about that, seriously. I think it was KB8ZYB. I do want to let you know, I have an interesting radio that I use if you want to look this thing up. It's called an Anytone, A-N-Y-T-O-N-E. It's a D878UV. It's a handheld radio with a 3100 milliwatt amp hour battery and runs 7 watts of power. Power is low, medium, high, and turbo, 1, 3, 5, and 7 watts. And it runs 2 meters and 70 centimeters. It's digital and analog. I haven't really learned to use the digital portion yet just because it requires using a computer, and I don't really use computers very much. I'm almost like a old person in a way, I guess. I've never really been a big fan of computers. I can learn to use them and get around, but I'm not necessarily the world's biggest fan of computers. I survive on them. I don't thrive on them. This interesting radio has an Anytone D for digital, 878UV. It is UHF, VHF, in other words. And it's pretty neat. I like it a lot. It works like a normal HD on analog plus does digital. And it has a built-in GPS and does APRS right from the radio itself. I wouldn't recommend running it because I've tried to do that, and APRS going in there all the time can be annoying. Because no matter how low you turn down the radio's volume, it hops back in there.
I know that radio well, man. That's a big dog handheld right there. Lord have mercy. Yeah, those are nice. But I have a little bit of information for both of you guys. If you want to get on the digital modes, you can get on them with a simple application and talk on all the digital modes. All you need is a DMR ID and your call sign to set it up. That's it. The application is called Droid Star. You install that on your Android device, go to the settings tab, enter in your call sign and your DMR ID, click back on the main tab, and you just search for what mode you want to talk on. I don't recommend talking on D-Star on that platform, but all the rest of the digital modes, you can talk on rock solid with that app, and that's all you need is your DMR ID and your call sign to set it up, and you're ready to rock and roll on every digital mode from your cell phone.
Again?
Droid Star, D-R-O-I-D, Star. And I believe it's just one word when you search it in the Play Store, Droid Star. You just install that. And actually, I think it comes up with like a warning for D-Star. They don't recommend you actually talk, use it for D-Star, but all the other modes P25, NXDN, YSF, you know, all those, it's fine. And it works well, man. I use it all the time, actually. I mean, I've got a DMR radio here, an MD380, but I don't have any radios for the other modes, and it does work good. So every once in a while, when you go to enter a talk group in, you'll get this error that pops up saying that you're typing in an invalid DMR ID, which is just a bug in the system until the developer gets it straightened out. But it's definitely a cool application if you want to get on the digital modes real quick without spending $1,000 on radios.
Droids or for Mac 2?
You know, I don't know if it's available for iPhone. I'm not 100% sure on that. For sure on Android, because that's what I use. And I don't think there's a regular Windows PC version of it that I know of. I haven't tried it in the Play Store, in the Microsoft Play Store. But for sure, any Android device, if you install it, you're ready to rock and roll. But like I said, you know, D-Star, for whatever reason, you get a warning for that. I don't know if the audio is just not that great on the D-Star side of things, but the rest of them work great.
Hey, thanks for the note, JV4NC.
Friend, yeah, if you do have an, I mean, even if you don't, you might want to just pick up like a $20 or $30 Android at Walmart or something to check it out just for that, and just hotspot off your main phone to run it, because it does work good. I use it mobiling around all the time, and as long as you got a good data signal, a good cell signal, you're ready to rock and roll. All right, my friend, Walt, Daniel, I didn't catch the other station's name, but we will catch you later on, I'm sure. All right, guys, have a good rest of your morning, sleep well, and we'll catch you in a few hours. KCZYB73.
KCZYB KJ4WM. Good night to everybody. I'm going to head to bed. Good talking with everybody. Hope y'all have a good night. 73.
Catch you later, buddy. Thanks for running that, man. It was fun. KCZYB73.
4OIM 73. I've enjoyed it too. It's time for me to go up there and go to bed. 73. And I've enjoyed it, Nathan. I call you Nathan again, Daniel. Wait till you hear Nathan calling the net. Jeff, you swear it's Daniel. 73. I'm going to bed.
If I don't go to bed now, I'm going to end up dozing off and smacking my head on this table. All right, guys, we'll catch you later. 73.